inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we venture outside and we try to take a look at the damage and the mess from the winter. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So how's your garden looking right now?
Considering things are much later than last year, understandably, but we've been uncovering the garlic. It looks very good. There are flowers starting to bloom, crocus, snowdrops, hepaticas, and other odds and ends. So I'm very hopeful.
And what should we be doing right now? Should we be doing a little bit of cleaning up before we start doing anything else?
Certainly that, yes. If folks have garlic, it's time to start pulling covers off to see what they look like. And likewise, pulling off boughs off perennial beds to get that stuff uncovered. But yeah, doing the cleanup work, if we left any of the leaves and sprouts and shoots and other stuff left from last year, do the cleanup work. Get that out of the garden. We can scratch up the soil, which will help. Hopefully some of the slugs did not survive with all the freeze-thaw action that we had. We can dream, I guess. But yes, and while we're doing cleanup outdoors, we can also be thinking about starting some stuff indoors for planting a little later on, and hopefully by the end of April and early May. Things like the cabbage family crops could be started indoors. Tomatoes already have been started, at least by me, and many others, I assume. Though, again, we've got to wait till, obviously, things get warmer outside. And for those garden beds that were not covered last fall with clear plastic, after doing a little bit of cleanup work, covering them up with that clear plastic will help the soil warm. And that's really the most important thing we can do to help get ready for more planting.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is it still too cold? The ground still too cold to start planting outside?
Well, again, if you've got clear plastic on the soil, that is warming up very nicely with the days that we're having. So we can have putting up, if folks use hoops in their gardens to cover with plastic also, get those ready. If the soil is warm enough, meaning 50s, say, and we can feel, well, the top few inches of soil is likely to be quite much warmer than that on a warm, sunny day. We can even be planting stuff like peas, spinach, kale, which is quite cold hardy. But make sure that if you put the plastic back over them, at least hold it up off the soil a couple of inches so that they don't get too hot when they do sprout. That's just to be very careful to give them and to give them some air circulation. Very important.
And I seem to remember that the last frost or the last frost for the Juneau area is roughly about May, maybe Memorial Day, end of May for near the glacier. Is that right?
Yes. So again, you know, if folks have been, I mean, I've kept records on my own, so my last frost varies, it varies anywhere from now until, you know, early May. And again, so that's where if stuff, we gardeners do want to push the season as always. So having some extra blankets or something like that even to help protect the soil if we do start putting things out early, need to be very careful with that sort of thing. So better to err in the, be cautious. Seeds, again, putting some seeds in the ground is not a bad thing, and seeds are pretty cheap. Plants are more expensive, and we've got more of a, you know, mental and physical, financial investment in them. So we just want to be careful about that. But getting some seeds in the ground now can feel good to us. Excuse me, and get some of that stuff started while we are doing the rest of the garden preparation, and be careful of your body. Don't overdo it on those first sunny weekend or whatever. Don't be out to rake the whole lawn, and then you're down for the count for the next week. before or after you see your chiropractor.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot, and hope you feel better there.
I'm getting there, Matt. Thank you.
Master Gardener Ed Bajarski with the first Garden Talk of the season. Thursday morning feature during spring, summer, and fall. And we have some new features for Garden Talk this year. As usual, if you missed the broadcast, you can always listen to archive segments on our website at ktoo.org. You can also subscribe to our new Garden Talk podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and other apps. And also new this year, you can submit your very own yard and garden question on our website. That's all at ktoo.org/gardentalk.